Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the National Association of Broadcasters show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm very delighted to be joined by two guests, Roger Sherwood, Global Strategy of Media and Entertainment at Cisco Systems.
Good morning.
And Damian Desai, Service Provider Sales Director for Team Cisco at Intel.
Good morning, Allison. Happy to be here.
So, Roger, why don't we just get started with you? Why don't you talk to me a little bit about what you do at Cisco and how that fits into your presence today at the National Associations of Broadcasters
Absolutely.
Conference.
Yeah. Thanks, Allison. So I run global strategy for Cisco's media vertical. We've been at this for the best part of 2 or 3 years. We identified way back then that this industry is going through a significant technology and business transformation. Legacy protocols, legacy business models, new entrance to this market, relatively new entrance to a very traditional broadcasting market. And one of the things we'd like to do at Cisco is take out old technology and replace it with IP. Right? Mm-hmm. That IP is what we do. So we identified 2 or 3 years ago the strategy for how we can actually go into this market. And it's somewhat of a greenfield for us in this space and really focus on the content acquisition, content production, content distribution side of our customers' businesses. We put together what's called a media blueprint, which has 4 main tenets. IP, really moving from an SDI network to a full IP network. That's, you know, bread and butter to Cisco. Security across the board. So mm-hmm. how to protect, you know, this new IP infrastructure as well as content and, you know, delivering those services. The transition to data center technology is coming at these guys just like it's coming at everybody else. Mm-hmm. And finally, sort of orchestration, video delivery, you know, video quality, all of that wrapped together is kind of how we're positioning Cisco in this transformation that's taking place right now. So last year we made a big splash. The media blueprint was kind of, hey, here we are. 12 months later, we've seen, you know, huge momentum on a global basis. This industry is going to become, look like an IT industry, you know, several years down the line. And I think we're incredibly well positioned right now.
You're talking about the macro shift within this industry and the blending of service delivery from OTT providers and broadcast providers and becoming very similar.
Absolutely.
You said that you've seen incredible uplift. Tell me about where you're seeing that and how you're measuring the change in terms of the types of services that folks are targeting, the type of technologies that they're looking to use.
I'd say from a technology perspective, we really sat down and said it's all about IP. That IP foundation that goes in allows us then to come in with virtualization and data center and orchestration and everything else above it. So what we're seeing now, and you know, we've put our press out this week, the first major customers have started to move that transition. They're now running all IP across their network, which unlocks the potential for the new services, the new applications that they can then layer on top of that network. You know, in a traditional SDI world, that just simply doesn't exist.
Now, obviously, Cisco has an incredible history in delivering IP networking technologies. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how you've customized your solutions to address this market.
Yeah, I don't like to use the word customized. We're very conscious of really tuning the off-the-shelf products that we have. So mm-hmm. our IP Fabric for Media solution, for instance, is our Nexus 9K product line. This is a product line that was built for data center. We have optimized the software that sits on top of that 9K to handle uncompressed 4K video. Something that we've had to do specifically for media. But our customers are buying, I hate to use the word generic, but they're buying generic Cisco gear that's been optimized for their solution. Now, I will say that this is a segment where customers really do enjoy in hearing that you are 100% focused on them.
For sure.
So a lot of our effort has gone into making sure that we have, you know, a very well-trained account team, that we have very knowledgeable people in the field that really understand where those products are coming from, and then the messaging and the, mm-hmm. you know, the delivery and the value that we're adding to our customers.
Now, Damian, Intel and Cisco have a decades-long history of collaboration, and you know this area is no different. Tell me a little bit about how we're collaborating with Cisco in this space.
Yeah, we have a long history of collaborating going back to original Ethernet standards. Mm-hmm. And if you look at what we've done across open source and standards bodies over the past couple of years, we've created a lot of technologies that have enabled an ecosystem to deliver increasing levels of functionality from virtualized solutions, specifically on the networking side. So when we look at the media segment, Roger, we see an enterprise workload, but a segment that has not yet adopted standard data center infrastructure. And so we started talking to Cisco about doing something in the media segment. The light went on that actually, this is a segment that's ready for transition now. Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of explaining to customers how two industry leaders, Intel and Cisco, can deliver a combined technology story that drives a differentiated business outcome. This is digital transformation of the media content and creation segment. And this is obviously, like Roger said, a large business for Cisco, but this is also a large opportunity for Intel, both in the data center on the server side as well as on the switch side.
Right.
So Roger, you talked about the optimizations you made to enable the handling of uncompressed 4K video on the Nexus switches. Those Nexus switches have used Intel architecture processors from the very first Nexus 5000 because they needed that kind of horsepower to handle a lot of the localized database that really enables you to auto-scale a network using Nexus and UCS. So coming back to the digital transformation of this segment, what we're doing together is really enabling Cisco to take Intel ingredient technologies, such as be it TXT and TPM, secure enclaves, just really the raw power that Xeon brings to the table, and deliver solutions that customers can go ahead and easily consume without their IT staff having to really have deep underlying knowledge about how these technologies are now being delivered from a cloud infrastructure as opposed to the traditional legacy infrastructure they've been trained and known for so long. So it's a complete transformation of a segment, and it's happening a lot faster than I think people realize.
Now, we have an amazing opportunity with this market, but there's obviously a huge education opportunity as well in how operators are going to make this transition to standard-based hardware running IP as opposed to traditional solutions that are more fixed function. How does Cisco address that with customer base? And how does the Cisco Media Blueprint fit into that education effort?
That's a great question. Very timely. So we've seen over the last 12 months more demand coming from the broadcast side of our customers' businesses. These guys have traditionally been pretty standoffish, right? You know, IP, no, I don't want to know. Does it work? I've heard all these horror stories about cloud and the internet. That all runs IP. No way. No way you're touching my broadcast operation, which, you know, I've spent 30 years optimizing and running very smoothly. We are starting to see that demand for those guys wanting to get skilled up in IT and IP, right? They recognize that this is coming. Here's a fantastic opportunity for them to actually learn new skills, take what they know in video. They know video the best in this industry. Combine that with IT and IP and actually bring in the new transition, make it even better. So we're looking at actually setting up, Cisco's looking at setting up, similar to our CCIE program, something like a CCB, a Cisco Certified Broadcast Expert. So actually come in, learn about the Cisco technology, more importantly, learn about IP and the IT side of things. We believe there's a huge opportunity there to train the broadcast industry and, you know, really get them bedded down in IT and IP. The blueprint itself, look, the blueprint are the solutions that we want our customers to deploy, obviously. But again, it's IP, it's virtualization, it's cloud. You know, these are common technologies now where, you know, hundreds of thousands of hours of training can be taken. What, again, we really want to focus on what it means for that broadcast engineer that's, you know, pushing the control panel, connecting cameras to play out, so he really understands what's happening. You know, we're taking away what goes into a camera. You know, it's one cable today.
Right.
We're moving that into a very virtual environment where he doesn't even see the box or the cable.
Right.
How do we make sure that he's truly comfortable or she is truly comfortable that that infrastructure is working, that it's working right, you know, in the event of a problem? So I think certification is one way to do that. And again, I think Cisco's in a great position to be able to offer some kind of formal industry certification that can be adopted.
Now, obviously, NABA is a great show to go engage customers on the Cisco Media Blueprint. How is the blueprint leveraging Intel technologies most effectively in terms of delivering a fully optimized solution?
For Intel, it's really about, as an ingredient technology supplier, how do we work with partners to show end customers the business outcomes that our technologies can deliver, right? The push-pull model, we call it. And Cisco has been such a phenomenal partner here because they had architectures that could be applied to this problem with some incremental development that Roger referred to earlier. But this is actually a data center architecture that Intel collaborated on with Cisco going back to the very launch of UCS. So if you look at what UCS and Nexus brought, right, it really modernized the data center. And it caused a lot of competitors to rip up their roadmaps and, and figure out how do we go compete now. So now we want to bring the power of that unleashed IT with UCS and Nexus to the media segment, and the Media Blueprint does a great job of that. So it really features all of our Intel technologies. And if you look at some of the things we're doing under the hood as it relates to automation, you're going to see a lot more usage of Intel technologies in a very sophisticated manner, where we're able to offer more levels of visibility using silicon telemetry into what's actually going across the network and what's happening in the silicon, so that the orchestration software can make more intelligent decisions about workload placement. So again, these are things that we talk about every day, Roger, with our enterprise IT customers. But one thing that you've really helped us understand here is that this is a segment that's moving a little slowly in this space, but Intel and Cisco showing them what is possible and what can be done with standard infrastructure is how we're going to get them over the tipping point.
Absolutely right, Damien. And I think where we sit is we've seen this happen before,
right?
We've taken many industries through this digitization. There's a confidence building that needs to happen. And again, especially when you're dealing with very dedicated engineers, billions of dollars of revenue flow as that content gets created and produced and distributed. I mean, there's just so much money at stake. You know, it can't go wrong. And when you're talking about completely ripping out an existing infrastructure for something brand new that they don't really understand today, there's a lot of nervousness.
Yeah,
right?
There is.
And I think our message really is, look, when you've got two, you know, titans of Silicon Valley coming together and saying, look, we will go through this with you. We've been through this before. We know some of the pitfalls. Some of your requirements are specific, but we're there to support you. The last 12 months have been absolutely phenomenal. From a press and an industry and an analyst perspective, it's no longer when. I think the next thing that comes along, and this is where the partnership gets even stronger, again, that IP infrastructure is in place. You can then start to really talk about virtualization, data center, moving applications between on-premise, off-premise, you know, using cloud orchestration. That's going to get even more important.
We also see new use cases like augmented reality and virtual reality coming to bear in this market, which would require increased performance and capabilities to deliver that experience to the end customer. How do you see that perhaps accelerating or shifting this transition and creating more urgency around the need for a scalable and more dynamic architecture to deliver these type of services to the customer base?
It's absolutely driving. It's absolutely driving the need for more bandwidth, more compute, more elasticity, you know, more being able to consume elements. I'm still wondering to see where this all goes. Are people really going to be sitting around in, you know, headsets in the same room? But there's no doubt that the experience, the immersive experience that comes with VR and AR is absolutely going to be needed and is driving that demand now. You've got Netflix experimenting with it. You've got Amazon experimenting with it. You can't do that without a solid infrastructure.
From a technology perspective, Roger, one of the things that really excites me about the partnership and where it's going is what we're coming out with in the future and the applications in this segment. So we talk about emerging AR and VR business models and how you monetize those. You know, Intel's talked a lot about our storage class memory technologies, but think about when you're able to stream real-time analytics right off of the memory bus next to the CPU, and you combine that with the network analytics that the Cisco IP Media Fabric is generating. Now you've got a platform to go build different types of monetizable experience off of, and this is a new world.
Final question to you, Roger. Where can people find out more information about the Cisco Media Blueprint and how to contact a Cisco salesperson to get an evaluation or talk about a deployment?
Best place is at cisco.com/go/media.
Well, thanks so much, guys. I know it's a busy week for you. Thanks for spending a little time on Chip Chat.
Thank you.
Thanks, Allison. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.